This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. President Trump kicked off a new pressure campaign yesterday to convince state and local officials to open schools back up in the fall and give working parents some relief. The decision of whether to keep schools and universities open during the pandemic has been mostly a local decision up to this point, and how to reopen them safely is still something education and health officials are sorting out. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams joins me live now from Washington with more on this. Kimberly, what's behind the Trump administration's push here?
Well, basically, they're arguing that it's worse for kids to stay at home and try remote learning when compared to the overall risk of them getting very sick or even dying from diseases caused by COVID-19. The American Academy of Pediatrics, which joined Trump's announcement yesterday, is also warning about what this is doing to kids' mental health and social skills to be out of school for so long. On top of that, there's the economic argument, which you mentioned, that as long as kids can't go to school, it's going to be hard, if not impossible, for their caregivers to work, and that will be a continuing drag on any economic recovery.
With, you know, these sharp increases in COVID-19 cases we're seeing across the country, there's clearly, you know, a health risk if schools open too early. But what are the costs associated with returning kids to school?
I spoke about this earlier today with Lily Eccleson Garcia. She's president of the National Education Association. She talked about extra teachers and nurses needed to have good social distancing, plus money for PPE, disinfectants, and remote learning support. And schools across the country could need an extra $200 billion to safely reopen.
We can't do this out of the pockets of underpaid teachers at a time, by the way, when school budgets are being slashed because our revenue source, the tax dollars, the tax base, has fallen off a cliff.
Eccleson is frustrated by President Trump's push to reopen, partly because right now there's not money attached to it.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, thank you so much.
Thanks.